Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm Francesca Says. I'm Samantha Parra here, Senior Production Executive at the British Film Commission. I'm very honoured to be here at the Venice Film Festival. I'm going to take you through a very basic version of the UK's film tax relief. If you have any questions, you can ask after, or you can grab a leaflet out there, or you can grab me and ask me any questions you like afterwards. So I'm going to cut straight to the bit that everybody wants to know, which is how much do you get? We have two rates of the rebate, and it is a rebate, which means you have to incur the costs first, and then you can claim them back. So the higher budget films qualify, so films with budgets over £20 million, there are two levels. For the first £20 million of qualifying spend incurred in the UK, the rebate is worth 25% of UK spend. For the remaining budget, qualifying budget of the film, it reverts to 20%. For lower budget films, so films with budgets of £20 million or under, the rate is 25% throughout for all qualifying spend. And that's a little picture of Guardians of the Galaxy, which shot entirely in the UK. So as my colleague here says, as much as we are overseen by the European Commission, qualification is very, very wide. There are lots of possibilities for qualifying as a European film. So that's Guardians of the Galaxy being a good example of that.
I've seen it. It's great.
It is fantastic.
It's a great movie.
Shot at Shepperton Studios and Longcross Studios in the UK, and lots of visual effects in the UK as well. So eligibility, how do you qualify? There are two ways of qualifying. You qualify via the cultural test for British films, and I'm going to take you through the details of that shortly. Or you qualify via one of the UK's 10 bilateral co-production treaties, or as the part of the European Convention. And that's how the UK co-produces with Italy. You do a UK-Italian co-production under the European Convention. And that can also be a multilateral co-production. So you could co-produce with the UK, with Italy, and any other European co-production partner. And that there is a picture from The Imitation Game, which is going to be opening the London Film Festival. The other qualifying criteria are the film has to be intended for theatrical release. It doesn't need to achieve theatrical release, but the intention has to be there to start with. So it has to be structured in that way. For all European incentives, there is a cap of 80%. In other words, even if you spend 100% of your budget in the UK, you're only going to get the tax relief on 80% of it. So that affects, obviously, the maximum rate you get. So on the higher budget films, you're going to get a maximum of 16%. In other words, if you spent every penny of your budget in the UK, you'd get 16p back for every pound you spend in the UK. And for lower budget films, you get 20p back for every pound you spend in the UK. So that's the simplest way of looking at it. Your FPC, your film production company, must be within the European corporation tax net. Very simply, that means that any international production company or any international producer can set up a special purpose vehicle or a single purpose vehicle in the UK. So an Italian company could qualify as a British film by setting up a UK company, an off-the-shelf company. It's a very simple, low-cost way of doing it, and that's the way that 99.9% features are made in the UK. As I said, to start with, it's a rebate, which means you need to incur the costs before you can claim them back. Before you can claim back the tax relief. There is no annual cap, so however many films are made, they're all going to get the tax relief as long as they qualify. The benefit is direct to the production company. That means no middlemen, no financiers. It has to be the producer, the production company that is responsible for the pre-production, production, and post-production of the feature that claims the tax relief. That's very, very important. If you have a middleman involved, they won't get it. We used to have an old structure that worked in those terms, not anymore, direct to the producer. It's very reliable and it's paying out in time. Our certification department at British Film Institute, which qualifies films for the tax relief, read the scripts and give an opinion very, very quickly indeed. And Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, which is the tax department in government who oversees the tax relief, pays out generally within 28 days, depending on how complicated the claim is. But what they will also do is, if 70% of the claim is very straightforward and they have a few questions on the final bit of the claim, they will pay out up to that point and then retain the last bit until they're satisfied with all the answers they receive. Something that's very, very important, is interim payments. So a producer can set their own accounting period. What usually happens is, because it's a rebate, a producer will incur the costs for pre-production, production. They'll set their first accounting period for their end of their principal photography. They'll put in a claim and they'll receive the rebates prorated up until that point, which means they can use that part of the rebate to help fund post-production. So even a fully financed company like Warner Brothers or Sony that will shoot a film in the UK, they'll still do that because they'd rather that money sit in their bank account than in HMRC's bank account. So I think that's a really smart mechanism for filmmakers. Something that's changed very recently, just this April, is... that's Gravity. Did I mention that? Warner Brothers. Alfonso Cuarón, we're very proud of that one, British qualifying film. The minimum spend threshold was reduced in April, and this was for two reasons. The first being, our minimum spend used to be 25%, which, as anybody that's tried to do a UK-Italian co-production will realise, is over the minimum spend for a co-production. The minimum for a bilateral UK-Italian co-production is 20%, and yet our qualification was 25%. So for that reason, we've reduced to 10%. The second reason is we work very closely with Europe, but as Italy will know, we have competitors all over the world, probably the biggest being the US states, and certainly for post and visual effects, Canada. We can't compete with the incentives they give out there, but we do know we have the best talent in the world, or we think we do. So by lowering the minimum spend to 10%, that also enables producers just to come and do a chunk of production in the UK, and that particularly benefits the post and VFX sectors. Cultural test, we talked about it, it's actually a pretty similar model across Europe. Again, the same with ours, the cultural content bit is the most valuable. And ours, again, that's just ours has just been changed to make it all things European qualifying rather than just all British things. So there are now points available for a European story, European characters and European underlying material and European dialogue. Section B about contribution, that remains British. These are all things that a British audience can relate to, and it's British taxpayers' money, so that was retained as British. And that's heritage, creativity and diversity. I won't go into that because it would take quite a while. Again, there are points available for where you actually produce your film, and this does have to be in the UK. This is Macbeth, Seesaw Films, Mubsy Films. So there are points available for where you do your location and your studio filming, where you do your picture and sound post-production, where you do your visual effects and where you do your special effects. And of course, there's D, which here referred to as cultural practitioners, which most sane people would refer to as your cast and crew, and they can be European, again. Rush, this is a UK-German co-production. So talking a little bit about co-production here, this is the other way of accessing the UK film tax relief. And it's not just a financial agreement. Co-production treaties were supposed to be also a diplomatic and cultural... God, that's not mine. And a cultural partnership between countries and between production companies. So it allows not just to gain rebates from international countries, but it also means that you can pool your creative, financial, technical expertise, and of course the sharing of risk, which is pretty important to producers too. Of course, as we've talked about, it enables you to access public funds, including the tax relief, and including regional and national funds in the UK and Italy, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. With the co-production, it's pretty much the same whether you're using one of the bilateral treaties or the European Convention under which UK and Italy co-produce. There has to be a relative balance between what each country puts in as finance and the spend for each country. There's a minimum and maximum. It's 20% minimum, 80% maximum for a bilateral treaty. And for a multilateral treaty, that minimum reduces to 10%. And that's it, really. One thing else I didn't mention with the UK tax relief, as I said, there's no cap, but it also includes above the line. So it includes your actors and actresses. So while Brad Pitt is in the UK, he's earning tax relief for the production company, and that will certainly apply for any of your cast and crew if you choose to shoot in the UK, which we certainly hope you will. Just trying to think, I wrote myself a few notes. I think that's it. Qualifying spend, yes, very important. Used or consumed. It's a strange concept, but it's allowed the UK to become pretty busy and pretty successful. used or consumed is the concept behind the UK film tax relief, whereby whatever the nationality of the product or the crew member or the cast member, whilst they're physically shooting or in post-production in the UK, they're going to be qualifying for the tax relief as long as they're paid by the UK company. So if your UK, your Italian crew or cast member is in the UK, they're paid or recharged through the UK company, they will be qualifying for the UK tax relief. So that's a pretty important one for me to mention. Any questions? I don't know if we have any time for questions, but I'll be around for the next couple of hours anyway and delighted to ask, or you can look on our website. Thank you for listening.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.